Hello, is bevaile mus al de gus a chlair seo seach lei. She Robert de Cartlach mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Seach Lei. In this, the final edition of Seach Lei in this series, Cynirius Jerry's a strange George Seach Lei, Fele Ellen na Sernach Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man Art and Architecture Festival. It opens this weekend with an exhibition in the Hodgson Loom Gallery in Laxey, and Myra Gilbert and Helen Fox talk about what's in store over the following two weekends. This evening, Thursday the 14th of August, the concert in St Catherine's Church in Port Erin at 7:30 brings the musical duo of Paul Reynolds and Rob Middleton. Two-thirds, in fact, of the Salty Dogs, so there may well be a sea song or two in there, and perhaps some of Paul's own compositions, as well as some well-known folk-flavoured favourites, accompanied by Paul's guitar and Rob's mandolin. That's this evening at 7:30 in St Catherine's in Port Erin. As usual, there's no admission charge, there'll be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of the concert. Tomorrow evening, Friday the 15th of August, there's a concert with an international flavour by the trio Aquabit in the Sailor's Shelter on the East Quay in Peel, with Alan Hess playing his E accordion, a souped-up instrument which can conjure up a whole orchestra and more. Alan is Swiss with Polish roots, who's been living in the island for some years, and joining him are vocalist Charlotte Foster from Denmark, and on saxophone, Manx multi-instrumentalist and singer Sue Harrison. It'll be a mix of Latin, soul, jazz, blues and world roots from Aquavit, and Paul Reynolds will be opening that evening with a few songs as well. There's no admission charge, but donations towards the upkeep of the Sailor Shelter would be gratefully received. Tretislai Lord Machon Ellen, as over Ellen, Domenic that Lord Machon Riddenach that Kunta de Ve Ellen, that Gianeras that Gennacht and de Vel Elidon. An Elshen de Grey Novelliach aber cast as J. Rear de Ellen, get a well soiler again J. Shen. Ach fuddy uns gin cast as gin de Tavi ag Archibald Knox, tashin tiggle den a paint paper as de shin fagin an act van a scaben eg a gull huggers vi, de yunaway. A scared of Elshin tiggle na velly an rear teen tashin fagin, ach an act reneshin tarn an rear shen, de soiler again na shen yes. Ach blen de gair de henna beggin rosh madur bes Morris Day, for Teshpinus Jane over Egerson, as for Morris Coronenum Amlach air at the ending of the day. She over Ellen von son Shigaris, a chadadu grey drawy Ellen. For Morris genuimid jay stuchen as corcujachad don sacht for corerslai genachtan riddenach cart de lurach, for the draw shen drawed genachtan niau haur, niau eishach. She Ellen Vaughan, for cochle and ach for slice munion, as gian air as tiggle, a chrawe Ellen. Ach son shen as ulu son a hood smoojin, smiling cor magir to moon, ridin to Ellen. To ridin imma doyle uns nin me, as chomas gobrach uns act fondach, tashin goil soil gin act to gint, na stuchen as to gint, a cumajow. As esh to ridin elia, as velad fondacht na din, ta sin goil soile jau no de vel sin genacht an de velad eilen. Ir manna bod sin grei cyrid te mun in gion ta cor orin goil boga jau. As has been mentioned many a time and oft here in Seach Lei, one of the noticeable traits is that the island is full of people who participate in activities, rather than just being passive consumers. However, they're also willing to participate in appreciating the activities of others, and there's an opportunity for that starting this Saturday the 16th of August with the opening of an exhibition in the Hodgson Loom Gallery in Laxey, where Julia Ashby-Smythe has curated the work of members of the Creative Network. And whilst that exhibition will be running through until the 27th of September, there'll be two opportunities in the last two weekends of August to visit artists at work and hear from them about their work. I met up with Myra Gilbert and Helen Fox of the Creative Network to hear about all the forthcoming opportunities and more, And first, Myra Gilbert outlines the background of the Creative Network itself.
It's been running for about 13 years now. It started in 2012 when we opened up studios in Peel. We had enough artists interested in doing that and putting work together in group shows to get our first festival started. It used to be called WASAT. Now it's the very respectable Isle of Man Art and Architecture Festival. We have about 80 members currently, and they are all artists who work on the Isle of Man, who live and work on the Isle of Man, and they make their living through their artwork, or they participate in whatever time they can give to it. But they're all quite passionate about it, and they are used to exhibiting their work. So that's one of the things that we're looking for when people apply to join. On the website, we have a page which explains the aims of the network. We're trying to promote work of artists on the Isle of Man, and it's an opportunity for artists to get together and to talk to the public. And that's always welcome, because it's quite an isolated occupation a lot of the time. Julia Ashby Mythe has offered us a show most years, and she arranges it all. So our artists are given a hand in date, and they have plenty of warning, and they take pieces of work in, which is what they're doing this week. In fact, they will have done it by now, and she arranges it, and we are actually using that opening day as an opportunity to launch this year's festival. So we have Sarah Maltby, MHK, who's coming to help us do that.
The exhibition which is running for the month is a harbinger of the rest of the festival, the Isle of Man Art and Architecture Festival. Is this a new departure into architecture?
We did test the waters about 8 years ago when we asked DEFA, who have a wonderful eco building in St John's, to open up for public tours, and they did that, and that was very successful, and we haven't attempted it again. And to some extent that's because COVID disrupted a few things, but now we are working with Martin Thomas, who is chair of SOFA, which is the Society of Architects for the Isle of Man. And so some of the architects in that society have suggested to their clients that they show the architects' work to the public with timed tours. So that's going to be up live at the beginning of next week, and so people can free, so there's no charge for any of this. It's funded by the Arts Council, but the loans collection for the Arts Council is going to have some of its pieces of artwork in some of those properties, so the public get to see both the architecture and its new architecture, contemporary work, and also the Isle of Man Arts Council loans collection.
Outside the exhibition then, what form is the festival taking?
So we're open over 2 weekends, so we've tried to locate that in different areas of the Isle of Man. And what's interesting about the Arts Festival and where it originally started with WASAT is that people have a curiosity to go and visit different venues. So if you put art and you match the art to the different venues, hopefully more people and a different kind of audience will go and see the works because they want to see the building. And so that's what makes it really exciting, because it's a bit of a treasure hunt to go and find things and find out about the artists, see some of them in their studios, and be able to talk to people about their practice and their work and why they make it and what drives them. And also you can buy some work as well.
And you mentioned it's over 2 weekends. Which of the 2 weekends?
We're open on the first weekend, the 23rd to the 25th of August. We've got the bank holiday Monday. And then the second weekend is the 30th to the 31st of August. So if you check on our website, and there will be copies of our guides around, dotted around various places that people can have a look at and see which venues and work out their route and what they'd like to go and see.
The first weekend, then, where is that based?
Down the south. In the south, we've got a number of venues. We have the Town Hall in Castletown Civic Centre. So there's 3 artists who are showing in there. And we have Art Squared, and there's Eve Studio is in there. Eve is also running some workshops over that first weekend.
Is that the clay heads?
Yes, it looks really great. She's doing outdoor clay play. And there's also an adult sip and paint with Eve as well. So you need to get booked in with those. It's going to be really great. Grenaby Studios is always really good for a skeet round. And there's 7 or 8 artists there in their studios. And there's some lovely work. We've got 2 architecture properties. Water Edge is a beautiful classic house. And Lime Street is a contemporary property. They're both lovely, and as Myra said, there's going to be some of the loan collection works which we have matched to the buildings, but they have a relevance and why they're there, so you get a 2-for-1 when you visit one of those.
Having been in the South End, the second weekend moves elsewhere.
The second weekend, and we go up to the Central and the North, we thought it was better to organise it like that so people can plan their weekends and they're not missing out. If it's on the same weekend, it's really difficult for them to get around. It's a bit of a marathon. So in the Central and the North, we start off in Peel with the House of Mananin and some lovely artists showing their work there. The Sailor's Shelter is a lovely little venue and there's 3 artists in there. Myra is opening her garden studio and there'll be a couple of artists in there. And we then have 5, are we up to now, architectural properties to view. And that's really exciting, some really interesting buildings. And then we've got a Michael Community Civic Centre, where myself and Colette Davies are showing our figurative works. And we've got an open studio at Croncavoddy, where Erica's showing her ceramics. Colleen Corlett up in Onchan, Val Galpin in Onchan as well. Open studio in Onchan with Olive Walsall, and then we move up to Ramsey with Quails Hall. Pink Seaweed in their new venue in that beautiful building, and then Rebecca Odessa has got an open studio in Bride.
We're extremely fortunate to have funding for this event from the Isle of Man Arts Council, and in fact we are collaborating with them this year on their loan collection, so that's a first, and we think that's a very fruitful relationship to explore in future as well. We make the festival free for everybody, and that's the point of getting funding on the island, so that nobody has to worry about tickets and that sort of thing. So all ages, and so far our feedback has always been fantastic, and it's such a good opportunity to really get close to not just the work but the people who are making the work. Find out, as Helen said, what motivates them, what they love about being on the island. The guide is online and is also free in hard copy form all over the island. So the studios themselves and the venues will all have the guides, and it just helps to check and make sure that people understand where they're heading for geographically. The architects part of the trail, the directions are in the guide, so they're not big public buildings. So I think that's a good time to check that they know where they're going. And it's also why we have the booking system, to make sure that people know that it's private property they're being invited into. So the numbers will be limited to groups, rather than turning up and hoping to bang on the back door. So the architecture trail is featured in our guide, and anybody who is interested in visiting any of those properties, and the architects are named in the guide, should check on the website for the Isle of Man Society of Architects, and there will be a link to the booking system, and that's a key feature for access. The property owners can't really welcome a crowd all of a sudden at their front door, and it's so generous of them to open up their private buildings. We're also grateful to the local commissioners, the town commissioners, because without them, a lot of the venues would not be available, and they also store all our display equipment here in Peel, and the Manx National Heritage Organisation, who have consistently offered us space in the House of Mananin, and that's made a big difference right from the very beginning when we first started, and they still do that. It's very helpful. Apart from that, it's down to artists who are willing to open up their houses and show their work and have the public traipsing through their houses. So I mean, some of them have separate studios, but for many artists, this is their personal space, and it makes quite a difference to have strangers coming into their area and talking about the work. But lovely too.
Really like to encourage people who are not used to looking at artwork to come and speak to the artist and to not be frightened. Sometimes looking at art is a bit like going into the posh dress shop. You're a bit frightened to step over that threshold. And we're just normal people. Normal people. And
everybody's got your word for that.
But it's because of the mixture of the venues, and it's something different to do at the weekend. So we'd encourage you to come out and come and speak to us. You know, children are welcome, any age. Just come and be curious and come and talk to us about what we're doing. And you never know if you're an aspiring artist or if you've trained as an artist but your practice is dormant, you know, maybe we can encourage you to make work again and come and join the network. The art festival, it shows a really wide range of artists' work. It's all visual work, so some of it is what we call two-dimensional, some of it's three-dimensional. So you've got paintings, prints, drawings, ceramics, sculptures, photographs. We don't have any film, no film this year, is there? But it's a really wide range of work. Alongside the Arts Festival, we have a big exhibition that will be running next year, and we always have a theme for that. And our next theme is Traces. So if there are any artists who are not currently members of the Creative Network and would like to join and have that as a theme to encourage them to make some new work, then that would be really smashing, and they should just get in contact with us. We do try and encourage artists to develop their practice. We do that by challenging them via this exhibition to step out of their comfort zone and develop and make new work. It can be really hard. You can get stuck in a rut as an artist, what to make, and hopefully, you know, that we help people develop their work.
Helen Fox, encouraging anyone and everyone to come and take part in the creative visual arts, and looking ahead to that exhibition next year on the topic Traces. And she and Myra Gilbert outlined the many opportunities available to see artists at work and the work of architects over the final two weekends of August, whilst that exhibition continues at the Hodgson Loom Gallery in Laxey from this Saturday the 16th of August through to Saturday the 27th of September. My grateful thanks to Myra Gilbert and Helen Fox for that overview of the Isle of Man Art and Architecture Festival 2025, and even a look ahead to next year. Hank Toyacht and Lerachin TTs have lain Naichi Jagas Shach. Ach Vashen Kurs Gier, Vagol Toyacht and Spalje Kildjon, Hayag Spalje Kren, Azesh Mahuigas Cornel Dulish on Skiljavel. Sheis red a hoos gus pert ni hinja. Sus red na kilja as red albany uns pert ni hinja as eish mach rish a red moor gus balia kiljon. Vech drochet balia least jen us sus dolia darn en son tam i leden sugar. Renat koch leg as versioon jay kurs a clue sov le naichi jeg as nan jeg. Ach ege toyacht looked out chit herish a clue vat gul sheis lawn Johnny Watterson gus red balia nerd. As eish gus keel ninian, as sheis krong bray. Sivlein naichi jeg as feed, van urden trogit ons bear glion crutchery, mas o ren a gol tyart a gol sha, lawn Johnny Watterson, gus cornel a stauran cowry, as sheis gus drochid a chionurt, as eish rish bear glion crutchery. Ons rumsa ege tyach vat chit mach as red skill chris na era, as eish vat gol red alwet as red a tour gus krong may. But gull a red shen dera naichi jeg gus three as feed. Tre gawad toyach da jinnu ima jay nuva red privejach ro shen da gull vai keren na nerd whael gus kronk mei. Te ima di koch lai an erjit, leshen red moor kurit sha lubin a chwarl mor sampler, as koch lai moor eg Cornel Brandish. Ach ege chuts luch an alfeimok nis chit vain a roran briok da oslas da gunan a gyatan er a chliw. Whilst we're on the threshold of this year's Manx Grand Prix and Classic TT, this year has marked the 90th anniversary of the George Formby film about the TT races, No Limit. It's coming to the last few weeks of an exhibition in the Manx Museum in Douglas, with George Formby memorabilia, racing artifacts from the 1930s, and behind-the-scenes photos showing how the film was made. In 1935, George Formby issued a 78 RPM record, and on one side was a version of a song that featured in the film, Riding in the TT Races, and on the other side was one that didn't, though perhaps it was written for it but didn't make it in the final edit, and that was called The Isle of Man. You may remember the scene where George Formby is in a railway carriage en route to Liverpool to catch the boat to the island when he sings Riding in the TT Races. That's quite a cheerful and light version of it, with a carriage full of people joining in as George sings and plays his ukulele.
If there's one thing that I like, it's riding around on a motorbike. I'm speaking when I once begin. I once won first prize 2 and 6. I know all the dirt like dirty tricks. I'm a marvel when I'm out to win. In a 50-mile race, I am the best. I ride 5 miles and skid the rest. So come along and see me riding in the TT races. Easier than hopscotch, beating all the top-notch aces. I've been riding all my life. I started quite small. I've ridden furish titles, iron scooters and all. Hear the people cheer me when they see me steering backwards. Down the hill I go at breakneck speed. See me coming down the street with the winning post on the pillion seat. So come along and see me riding in the TV race.
The recorded version was rather slower and I think a bit ponderous with an orchestra.
Come along and see me riding in the TT races. Easier than hopscotch, beating all the top-notch aces. Once my bike was hard to ride, but I didn't mind. Until I found it hitched to Scarabangs on behind. Everybody's caring, I am such a daring rider. My inside rattles when I go the pace. My ribs begin to shake about, there's all my spare parts sticking out. So come along and see me riding in the TT race.
Well, no. Perhaps not ponderous, just a different sort of version of it. But that was George Formby from the film soundtrack No Limit, and from the recording that was made in 1935, the same year as the film had issued, I think, in 1936. Next Wednesday, the 20th of August, at 1 o'clock, Stephen Austin will be playing the Wurlitzer in the Villa Marina Arcade in Douglas. Stephen Austin is originally from Buckinghamshire, but in his early 20s he moved to Blackpool, where he's been based ever since, and was a founder member of the Blackpool Keyboard Club, of which he's still secretary. Stephen Austin will be playing the Wurlitzer organ in the Villa Marina Arcade between 1 and 2 o'clock next Wednesday, the 20th of August, and there's no admission charge for that concert. And on Wednesday evening at 7:45 in St Thomas's Church in Douglas, the concert will be given by the Crosby Silver Band, under their conductor, Jerry Wordsworth. There's no admission charge, there'll be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of that concert. I'll leave you with a bit more of George Formby as he sings the praises of The Isle of Man.
There's a beautiful spot called the Isle of Man, where holiday folk like to go. But just how it came to be given that name, really I'd like to know. Crowds of spinsters over 40 simply dying to be naughty, and they call it the Isle of Man. All I've found, said young Miss Owen, are all crocs who can't get going, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, 1,000 times no. There's old maids who long for squeezes, hugging palms and pickaneeses, and they call it the Isle of Man. See the girls in the shorts up to every game, like kids with their spades and their pails. on the beach while they lay gay old sea dogs each day. Tell them some salty tales. Flappers say what's coming to us, there's no villains to pursue us, and they call it the Isle of Man. Auntie murmurs it's disgusting, I'm quite willing, yet I'm rusting, and they call it the Isle of Man. Wild as dells there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. There are crowds of lovely charmers dressed in father's beach pyjamas, and they call it the Isle of Man. Sitting, looking lonely with the knitting, and they call it the Isle of Man. Those who murmur where we're game for, go or minus what they came for, and they call it the Isle of Man. While there's girls there, could it be slow? No, no, a thousand times no. Outside bedroom doors of trippers, there's no boot beside the slippers, and they call it the Isle of Man.
Of Shene Vineru Shaw as a strange George Shark Lay. But that's all from this edition and this series of Shark Lay. So from me, Bob Carswell, Marceau Von Peen, Robert de Karslach, Slednyat.